Well, can you explain to me how does a submarine do? What would be that role for that Canadian submarine in any possible naval interdiction or whatever they come up with?
Well, it just depends how serious they want to do the interdiction. Because, I mean, obviously, at the extreme, you're talking war fighting if you're going in and trying to stop them in terms of torpedoing. But recognize that the North Koreans have used their submarines to sink South Korean warships. I mean, that goes back to March 2010 when a corvette got sunk off the Korean Peninsula. I mean, the North Koreans have always denied it, but an American-British report, raised a torpedo and pretty well proved it was a North Korean vessel. And so what you do is, of course, a submarine is a weapon of stealth. So if the decision in Vancouver is made to really show seriousness in terms of the commitment of the what is 11 foreign ministers are meeting there, you'd have the situation that obviously you're going to say, okay, we're going to do the use surface vessels and possibly Aurora aircraft. But if you are thinking that the Koreans are going to up it, in other words, if you're getting ready for the next stage, the best defense against a submarine is another submarine. And so this is where submarines start factoring into this type of calculations if you are going to be deadly serious in terms of imposing any form of a naval blockade on North Korea.
And these submarines would be there as a way to protect the surface vessels from any possible attacks by the North Korean submarines?
Well, it'd be partly in terms of being able to track other North Korean submarines, but I mean, really, it's just to show that if things go bad fast, it's a sign of deterrence to the North Koreans. In other words, it's an indication of resolve and strength. And so, if you have a multi-force submarine force, what you're saying in effect to the North Koreans is, if you escalate, we have the forces in theater ready to respond. So it's all about escalation, in my view.
How about other possible Canadian naval presence there? What would because I think if you're doing interdiction, you would need boarding parties, no?
You would need boarding parties, you would need surface aircraft, you'd need surface vessels, and you'd need aircraft. So, I mean, presumably we could offer to send one or two of our Auroras, which are, of course, our long-range maritime patrol aircrafts, and we could base them either out of South Korea or Japan. Remember, the head of the Japanese Air Force visited Ottawa back in October, so there's been high level talks between our Air Force and their Air Force for reasons that I suspect have everything to do with North Korea back then. So we could be sending the Aurora. That would also provide a pretty quick response. I'm not aware that we have any surface vessels anywhere near Japan at this point in time. I could be wrong on that. I know for the Chikudimi, certainly. Surface vessels, I don't know. The problem we face, of course, is that if we are to send any surface vessels there, we don't have any replenishment vessels, so we'd have to be sailing them with the Americans to get any surface vessels over there. So this is why when Vance is saying that we have naval capability, it doesn't seem to add up when he talks about, if we are thinking about sending a frigate there. But once again, I could be wrong. We could have a frigate over there. I just don't know for certain. But it would be challenging to get it over, not impossible. But an Aurora or the utilization of the Chicoutimi could be the two things that he's talking about.